Welcome back to Unmatched Sports, the podcast that takes you beyond the field into the minds of the TSU football players. I'm your host, Jamel Matthews, and today's guest is someone TSU fans need to keep their eyes on all season. I had the pleasure of sitting down with TSU wide receiver Trent Leary, one of the most dynamic wide receivers in the swag. In this episode, we had the chance to talk about his journey through college football, building chemistry with the offense, and the personal growth that shaped him into a true leader on this team. With that being said, let's get into the episode.
The last couple seasons at TSU, your jersey number has been 12. I ain't going to beat around the bush. Is we going to see you in number 12? We're going to see you in the alternate jersey number this season.
Y'all gonna see me in an alternate jersey number this season, but I'm not even gonna tell people what the jersey number is. I'm just gonna pop out in the jersey.
I ain't want to get into that, but I just wanted to give the fans a little teaser. Hey, you know, everybody love Trent. I just want people to know that they're gonna be seeing something different. I don't want them to come out there looking for 12 and he not out there. He in a different jersey.
Yeah. You can still come out there and look for 12. I got a young guy out there that's ready to go in that 12 for sure. But I'm going to be in a different number to look out for this year, for sure.
Yeah, love right there, looking out for your fellow team. I got a question about that a little bit later on. During your time at TSU, you had the pleasure of being with different quarterbacks. You go from Andrew Boddy, you go from Jace Wilson, you go to KJ Cooper. The thing that I want to ask you, as a wide receiver, how do you approach the chemistry aspect with your quarterback? Like, so when the season come, y'all on the same page?
Started off, I just let the quarterback know off rip that I'm gonna be a best friend. Like, if anything, if all things fail and you need a safety ball, I'm down there somewhere. I'm in your area, and I just go with the mindset. No matter what quarterback I got, when the ball in the air, you gotta be my ball. Ain't nothing else behind it.
Hey man, you know the proof is in the pudding when you say that. The first thing when you said that is that UAPB game when Jace threw it up to you, you just snagged out the air for a touchdown. Third question I have for you. Just route running, you know, following you throughout the spring. You know, the clip that we were talking about on the side, you got me with your route running skills, videotaping you. What do you think is your favorite route to run and why?
To be honest, I just like go balls, bro. Like, I know 9 times out of 10, whoever step in front of me ain't going to be able to run with me. And then at the same time, the other side of that is half of the time, I'm not going to have that much field to just make somebody have to chase me down the field to get up, make a play. Feel me? So when my favorite route just gonna have to be a go. Either you gonna chase me or I'm gonna take it off your head. But either way it go, I'm gonna have fun at the end of the day.
With the addition of KJ Cooper coming back, he healthy. I think y'all guys, especially during spring and fall camp last season, and spring camp this season, I think y'all had a good repertoire with each other. You know what you needed. You know what he needed. What route to run. Stuff like that, and I think we're going to see a lot of deep balls coming from both of y'all this season.
A whole lot of blurs going on, man. A whole lot of blurs.
Talking about last season a little bit, just walk me through it. What do you believe is one of your most memorable catches from last season, or just moment in general? It don't have to be a catch, but what was your most memorable moment from last season?
You know, most people might say, like, that PB game, winning that PB game was a memorable moment, but for me, I have to take it back Southern. How that game had went, just the atmosphere of that game in general was crazy. And then just knowing how we went out that, you know, feel me, that I'm not liking that. That left a bad taste on my mouth. So, like, the memorable moment would be probably that L to Southern. And it's not necessarily just a bad memory. It's just a lesson that we had to learn from, mistakes and whatnot.
Yeah, you already know y'all going to get back this year. But we'll say that for another time, though.
Come on.
And it's funny that you bring up that Southern game. I want to ask you that, but in a different form of a question. You know, talking to Coach Smith before the season started last year, and even just seeing y'all in the spring and fall camp last season, and seeing you in the spring camp this season, seeing that he's using you more of a Deebo Samuel role, you know, that jet sweep that you had for the touchdown against Southern, just using you in different aspects. Could you, like, talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, really, I just feel as if my role, I come to work every day and do my role on the field. Wherever the coach need me at, that's just what I got to do. So with Coach Smith, if as long as I'm doing what I'm supposed to do at one position, or at one spot, why not try somewhere else? So we just going, we're seeing where I fit in at the best, and I'm just playing my role wherever they need me, and that's what I'm gonna do.
I think that's a testament to you being a leader. You know, wherever they need you, you're going to capitalize on every moment and do good. And when you talk about leadership, something that I noticed in the spring camp this year, you being more vocal, what you need from the guys in the wide receiver room, being an extra coach behind Coach Wilson, who's a fantastic wide receiver coach. First, before we talk about your leadership going into this season, what do you think you've learned most about yourself during your time here at TSU that has helped you become a leader?
I learned that I'm more of a player that gotta, you, if you're gonna tell me how I gotta do it, you're gonna have to show me, or you're gonna have to let me rep that as you're teaching me the work. So I was more of a you have to show me type of player. So I feel like that made me a better leader now, because this guy's coming in that's the complete opposite. Like, you gotta write it down for him, and they want to understand it written down and where they got to get to before they get to the field and actually run their route or do their rep and whatnot. So I feel like that helped me as in the leader role in that way, because I can help those guys and let those guys know, like, it's okay to take y'all time. Like, you're not going to get it. You're not going to get it off the back end. You're not going to get it when you wake up the next morning. Maybe not the day after that either. But take your time with it, because all of it come natural.
And we seen that in the spring camp for the people that was, like, really watching. You seen Marcus Willis step up, especially in the spring game. He had them two big catches. You had Kieran Charlo step up. You had these guys that's ready to rock and roll this upcoming season. So, as a leader, so Tiger fans can get the better know you, leadership role do you plan on taking this season? You're going to be more vocal, showing people by your actions. What role are you taking this year?
I'm going to take the role as doing – being a leader on the offense and being vocal on the offense the best way I can, not just for my guys, but for the team chemistry and the energy around the team in general. You know, I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna be more player listening. Like, I'm gonna listen to the players more, see what my guys need, what my guys think would be better for us, and give those examples and whatnot to the coaches, because they don't have the voice right now to do it. So I'm gonna use my voice for my team to better us and make us the best way we can.
Just to go off the wing, adding a new fixture to the podcast, what's your go-to activity to reset your mind or stay, like, mentally fresh?
Man, listen, I'm not playing football. I'm going to go to the crib. I'm going to kick my feet up, you know, rub my toes together, all the good stuff. Get on the game, play the game with the same guys I'm going to go to war with on Saturday. Just bonding with my guys outside of the football field. So I would say, like, outside of football, my go-to hobby would be getting on the game and still chilling and enjoying my downtime.
I think that's what makes you a good leader. You're still talking about your teammates and the people that you play with, even when you're not on the field. That's team bonding in yourself, and I think that's a good example for a leader. I really commend that a lot. So the last two questions is talking about next season. Season is fastly approaching. We blink our eyes, it's going to be August and the Labor Day Classic will be here. So one thing that I want to ask you, what does a successful season look like for Trent Leary?
A successful season for me is me going out there knowing that I put my blood, sweat, and tears on the line every game. I don't necessarily got no statistics. I don't got no goal, no where I need to get to. My goal is to make sure I go out there and put blood, sweat, and tears on the line, and all the other stuff will correlate, and it'll come back when I look after the math. But right now, I'm just focused on giving all I got every day.
What kind of legacy do you want to leave at TSU as both a player and a person?
As a player, I want to leave a legacy as I was one of those guys that came in every day and gave 110%. I want guys to be able to feel as if guys that's here now or guys that's coming in, I want to feel, make them feel as if I'm their brother too. Like, they played on the same team as me. I want people to be able to come in and feel like they can call me, ask me questions. I just want to be around the guys, be around guys that want to do what I did and whatnot. And then as a person and as a, well, I guess that is as a person, being around guys that do what I did. And as a player, I just want to leave that stamp. Like, I was one of the best receivers to walk through Texas Southern. Not only that, we turned it around.
There's a lot of anticipation for this season. What can Dishman do in year two? What can Trent Leary do in this season? What can his offense be made of this season? So many questions revolving around this TSU football program, offense, defense, special team. So as a TSU fan aspect, what would you like to tell the TSU fans about this upcoming season?
Like you mentioned before, guys like Marquez, guys like Charlo, them guys gonna step up to the plate when their name is called, just like I could say for anybody else in the receiver room. Or the slum allegiance is what we call it. Just know the slums is coming for all that. We're not leaving nothing on the table no more. All that letting stuff slide is dead. We're going to come take what's ours and we're going to leave with it straight like that.
That's a wrap for another episode of Unmatched Sports. Big shout out to Trent Leary for pulling up and sharing his story. From his mindset on growth, leadership, and leaving a legacy at TSU. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome to the family. Make sure to follow, rate, and share the podcast with anyone who reps TSU or just loves hearing real stories from real athletes. More players, more insight, more unmatched energy coming your way every week. This is Unmatched Sports, where TSU football speaks.